This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This is TechCrunch.
YouTube rolls back its rules against election misinformation by Taylor Hatmaker. YouTube was the slowest major platform to disallow misinformation during the 2020 U.S. election, and almost 3 years later, the company will toss that policy out altogether. The company announced Friday that it would reverse its rules around election denialism, allowing some previously prohibited false claims effective immediately. Axios first reported the changes. In the current environment, we find that while removing this content does curb some misinformation, it could also have the unintended effect of curtailing political speech without meaningfully reducing the risk of violence or other real-world harm, the company wrote in a blog post. With that in mind, and with 2024 campaigns well underway, we will stop removing content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 and other past U.S. presidential elections. YouTube still won't allow some kinds of false election-related claims, like lying about the location of polling places and other specific efforts to dissuade people from successfully casting a vote. All of our election misinformation policies remain in place, including those that disallow content aiming to mislead voters about the time, place, means, or eligibility requirements for voting. False claims that could materially discourage voting, including those disputing the validity of voting by mail, and content that encourages others to interfere with democratic processes, the company wrote. There's certainly an argument that, on the whole, denying the valid results of a presidential election ultimately does more to discourage people from voting than these more targeted hypothetical scenarios. But it doesn't appear that allowing users to sow broad mistrust in the democratic process fits into the company's definition of real-world harm. Even if enforcement was challenging, it's a strange choice to announce that it's open season for U.S. election denial on YouTube, particularly with the 2024 race gearing up. The company plans to offer more updates around its 2024 election strategy in the next few months, so hopefully YouTube elaborates on its thinking or other planned precautions then.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.